Welcome, I'm your host, and on today's episode of Celtic Journeys, we're exploring Inverness, often called the capital of the Scottish Highlands. This city is much more than a stop on a map. It is where Highland culture, landscape, and history all come together. At the northern edge of Scotland, the River Ness flows from the legendary Loch Ness and winds through this compact, welcoming city. Inverness is shaped by water, bridges, and open sky. Nearly everything here is within walking distance, which makes the city all feel personal and connected. Begin at the river. The Ness Walk follows the water from the city centre to the Ness Islands, a chain of small wooded islets linked by Victorian footbridges. The air smells of pine and river mist, and if you are lucky, you may spot seals near the Ness Bridge. Lanterns light the walkway at night, creating a gentle, peaceful atmosphere. Nearby stands Inverness Castle, perched high above the river. While the castle is currently being redeveloped into a new visitor attraction, the viewing platform remains open and offers sweeping views across the rooftops and hills. The very ground beneath it has played roles in Scottish mythology and even inspired Shakespeare's Macbeth. Just below the castle sits the Inverness Museum and Art Gallery. Admission is free, and it is one of the best ways to understand the Highlands in a single visit. You'll find Pictish stones covered in ancient carvings, artifacts from the Jacobite uprisings, and displays that explain how Gaelic culture shaped the region. From there, wander into the Old Town. The Victorian Market is a covered arcade filled with independent local shops, tartan weavers, Highland craftspeople, and small food stalls. It is one of the most atmospheric places to pick up a souvenir. On certain weekends, the Inverness Farmers Market takes over the high street with smoked salmon, homemade jams, and freshly baked soda bread. In the evening, the mood of the city shifts. Music becomes a language here. Traditional pubs like Hootenanny and McGregor's are known for live folk sessions, where fiddles, pipes, and storytelling fill the room. These are not staged performances. Locals and visitors sit together, sharing music the way Highlanders have for generations. Just beyond the city lie two of Scotland's most significant historic sites. Culloden Battlefield is less than 10 minutes away. The visitor centre uses immersive exhibits to explain the final Jacobite rising in 1746, a battle that changed the course of Scottish history forever. Close by is Clavicairns, a Bronze Age site more than 4,000 years old, with standing stones and ancient burial chambers. It is one of the best preserved prehistoric sites in Scotland and is thought to have inspired locations in the Outlander series. Of course, Loch Ness is only half an hour from Inverness. Whether or not the famous legend captures your imagination, the view at Urquhart Castle overlooking the dark waters is unforgettable. Inverness is also becoming a food destination, celebrating the flavours of the Highlands. Restaurants like the Mustard Seed, Rope Pool and Fig and Thistle showcase local seafood, Highland venison, West Coast mussels and seasonal produce. For something more relaxed, the Kitchen Brasserie offers classic Scottish comfort food with river views. For whiskey lovers, the Malt Room is a tucked away gem offering curated tasting flights from nearby distilleries like Glen Ord and Dalmore. Inverness is also a perfect hope for scenic day trips. Glenafric, often called Scotland's most beautiful glen, lies less than an hour west and offers trails through ancient Caledonian pine forests. Fort George, just to the northeast, is one of the best preserved 18th century military fortresses in Europe, with incredible views across the Moray Firth, a known location for dolphin watching. And nearby, the Black Isle offers charming coastal villages and whiskey distilleries on a peninsula that isn't actually an island at all. The city is welcoming and easy to navigate. Accommodation ranges from boutique riverside hotels to well-known brands. Travellers often stay within steps of the river, with cafes, shops and pubs only minutes away. For many of our guests, Inverness is the emotional centre of the Highlands journey. After exploring Loch Lomond, Glencoe, Fort William, and the rugged wildness of the Highlands, arriving in Inverness feels like a moment to breathe, explore, and enjoy the heart of Scottish hospitality. When you travel here with Celtic Horizon Tours, everything is arranged. Transport from Ireland, hotel stays, breakfast and dinner, entry to key attractions, and free time in Inverness to explore at your own pace. Instead of planning routes, organizing ferry crossings, or navigating narrow Highland roads, you simply enjoy the experience. Your Highland story begins when you're ready. Book yours now.